Hey, May program.
May.
Our Mother's Day program.
Happy Mother's Day, John.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell your wife that.
I will. I'll call her mother and tell her, too. She's
very good.
96.
Wow, is that right? Good. I kind of want to focus on the mother. We're going to splice a few homegrowns in here, but kind of like to start with Hank Williams, kind of the king of country music, I think, almost.
Yes, he could still be.
Maybe Roy Cuff would dispute that. I don't know.
Mr. King coming up here.
Anyway, here he goes.
The mother's, what's the name
it's
of
this? It's called I Just Told Mama Goodbye.
Friend, it's hymn time. Here's a song that we want to do for you this morning, one that I got a hold to and recorded about 2 years ago by one of the prettiest ones I ever heard. It's not exactly a hymn, I don't reckon. It's sort of a mother song. Hope you like it. I've just told Mama goodbye. Each year on Mother's Day, the rose I wore was red, but today Mama's lying on her dying bed. I've just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned to night, like the flowers in May, she's with. And my red rose is turning white. This is the dreaded hour we all must face someday. Yet there's consolation in my heart, she will bloom in the master's bouquet. I've just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned to night, like the flowers and my red rose is turning white. Her time has come to go, and as nothing I can do, only hope. Mama's day with her children is through. I've just told Mama goodbye. As I knelt beside her bed, but I heard her say, someday, where the white rose is turned to red.
There goes Hank.
There you go.
That was a.
I just told Mama goodbye.
Yeah.
I gotta wait a minute, John. I gotta get a tear on my eye here. I think so.
Okay. Wipe. I don't have any hankies. Yeah.
Hope nobody's crying out there in radio land.
No.
That's a great Hank Williams. You know, and his mother was a very important figure in his life. I think she really, almost kind of like a stage mother a little bit, I think, in a way. She kind of pushed him out there. Did she?
I didn't know that.
From what I read about it. And I think his wife assumed that role. I think they kind of bickered a little bit, his wife and his mother sometimes too. But Hank was sort of a pawn in the middle sometimes, I think. But anyway, won't get into all that. But
yeah.
His mother's very important to him, I think.
Well,
she
all
buy him
of
a,
us, yeah.
After he's in a honky-tonk and he busts his car, she'd buy another guitar for him. So.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
It's kind of mom music.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like seeing him coming to your rescue. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So. We got a Mother's Day tune here, a local one, though.
Yes, do. We're going to feature the Mayfields again.
Very, very local.
Very local.
Mayfields.
Yep. These are some people that, if you lived in Greenville a certain time, you probably ran into these people.
Sure
very,
did.
Very good friends of mine, Lyle and Doris Mayfield. And we're going to feature Lyle on this first cut. It's kind of a hypothetical situation. I think he's talking about his wife to his mother, and I'm not sure his mother was alive at this point. I don't know, but it's kind of a maybe hypothetical thing. But it's called She's a Gooden. And I think that cuts both ways a little bit. There's Goodens, G-O-O-D-I-N family around here, so maybe he's playing on that a little bit. She wasn't a Gooden. She was Mindrup was her name. But she's a good one. She
okay.
was a good one. Yeah.
Right.
So.
She was a good
one. Okay. She's a good one.
My mama said, son, there's a girl waiting for you out in the world. And you'll think she's sweet as chocolate pudding. Well, I found her, mama. She's a good one. Gonna take her home to mama tonight. Gonna hold her in my arms so tight. Cause she's pretty and sweet as chocolate pudding. Yeah, I found her, mama. And she's a good one. Smiled at me, and my heart did a flip. And when I kissed her cherry red lips, it tasted as sweet as chocolate pudding. Yeah, I found her, mama, and she's a good one. I wanna make sure I do everything right. Gonna buy her a ring and ask her tonight to make my life sweet as chocolate pudding. Yeah, I found her, mom, and she's a good one. Now the days will pass and the years will roll, but if she's with me as we grow old, my life will be sweet as chocolate pudding. Cause I found my love, and she's a good one. We'll share some joy and maybe some tears as we journey together across the year. But she'll always be my sweet chocolate pudding. Yeah, I found her, mama, and she's a good one. Yeah, I found her, mama, and she's a good one. Gonna keep her, mama, cause she's a good one. Yeah, I found her, mama.
Mr. Mayfield doing
yep.
the thing.
That was Lyle Mayfield there. And I think he played all the instruments on that tune, too. And I think he probably recorded that at home. He had a little home recording studio on Trindle Avenue, which is one of the shortest, maybe the shortest street in Greenville.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Trindle.
Where is it?
Yeah. Kind of out by the high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew some people lived out there near
yeah.
Them. Yeah.
They tore the house down 2 years ago, though. So.
Okay.
But yeah, Lyle. It's Lyle, and she's a good one.
Who we got coming up?
But these next guys, I think, when you hear them again, I think they're some of your personal favorites, John.
Well, I got a lot of personal favorites.
Okay. Well, they call them, they're actually the Bray Brothers, and we kind of went over this and previous shows, but there was three brothers that
this is some good bluegrass coming.
Oh yeah,
right? Good bluegrass mom. Yeah.
They played around Champaign, Illinois for years. Informally, they were called the Bray Brothers, and they had another guitar player that played with them. And basically, the guy playing mandolin was like a virtuoso, I think. A guy named Nate Bray, and wonderful man. And they're all good players.
Gentlemen, Swamp.
The grass gents, you like those guys, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
Like I say, there were some champagne boys in the day, back in the 60s. Nate and Harley and Francis Bray were the three brothers, and mandolin, banjo, and bass, and they usually get another guitar player, and someone sit in. John Hartford played fiddle with them a little bit in the 60s. He was trying to make a living as a disc jockey in champagne. And I think he
Hard to make a living as a disc jockey.
Yeah, and I think he finally figured that out, and so he decided to go to Nashville, and the rest was history for him, sure. So
he did it.
Right move. Yeah. And he kind of tried to promote the Braves a little bit, you know, didn't forget the hometown guys. He put an album out of them, I think, in the 70s sometime, you know, after they'd broken up. But Nate Bray died pretty young. I don't know how old he was, but died, had some sort of disease. And one of the great mandolin players of all time. And anyway, but that was the Bray Brothers, or their fancy name, the Bluegrass Gentlemen. I think maybe they thought they'd have better market penetration with
Everybody has gentlemen. To have a fancy name.
Yeah. You know. I never had one, but, you know. So.
Swamps.
Hey, that's part of my, part of my problem, I guess. You know, John, I've been going for this one name thing, like, because I thought Cher and Sting, those people, man, why not Swamp? You know?
Yeah.
So far, just not quite.
Well, it's...
I mean, I'm still here. I'm, you know, I mean, but, you know...
You're not done yet.
Not done you quite yet, but, you know, still... anyway, so...
Here comes a guy that was in Greenville.
Yeah,
And been here before and done his music, and he's got a grandmother song.
He's got a grandmother, so we'll stray from the strictly mother thing, although a grandmother was a mother once, too, so we'll... I got to know him through Craig a little bit, and haven't seen him for a year or two, maybe, at this point, but... good singer,
excellent
songwriter, all this kind of stuff. Yep. So he might be down again one of these days.
We should invite him for sure.
Yeah.
And
snag him.
Yeah. let's hear this song.
All right.
And then we'll come back and talk about it a little more.
All right. Sounds good.
Here we go.
My grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt. Just a patchwork quilt so fine, it was an art of her design. Piece of sister's dress next to grandpa's vest, on my grandma's patchwork quilt, on my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt. I've got a pillow for my head, and and it wants to be my friend. But nothing keeps me warm in a thunderstorm like my grandma's patchwork quilt. On my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt. Now my grandma's gone to rest, and her quilt is all that's left. But her love, I swear, is in every square on my grandma's patchwork quilt. Around the world, the people wait for the day when there's no hate, when we treat each one like grandma done on her crazy patchwork quilt. On my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt. On my grandma's patchwork quilt, squares of corduroy and silk, red and green and blue and yellow too, on my grandma's patchwork quilt.
Okay, Swamp, Grandma's quilt.
Homemade quilt, patchwork quilt or something.
Patchwork
like, yeah.
Quilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
I don't know if that's a true story about that, but I have to ask Mark about that sometime. But he said his songs that his grandmother would sing to him, so I guess that came down from her. So.
Yeah. And who we got coming up next?
Here's a guy... It had a lot to do with a few years ago. In fact, I think I might be playing on this. I don't know. A guy named Bill Dinneberry, who is a truck driver and been a truck driver for quite a few years. And most of the stuff is, his songs are based on real things. So he talks about truck driving and things like that. This particular album was recorded by Lyle Mayfield. And I think he sang a little bit. Doris sang some. I play guitar. Dave Mayfield played bass. Had an old buddy of mine, Bobby Durbin, played drums on things. I'm not sure what we're going to hear on this particular track. But anyway, everything's original. Always wrote his own material. And still live around the Mulberry Grove, around the Grove there. So
yeah.
Still driving a truck. So maybe he'll give it up one of these days. I don't know. But anyway, Bill Dinneberry's his name. And this is a song called Mama, I Heard You Crying.
I remember when Daddy left us all alone. He left you to raise three children on your own. There was nothing I could do but tell you I love you. As you picked up the broken pieces and carried on. Mama, I heard you crying. I know there must have been times you felt like dying. You must have wiped your tears away with the bills you couldn't pay. Cause in front of us children, you were always smiling. I remember you waiting tables at gala lands. You gave up every evening for a little game. You wouldn't sign a welfare claim. Was it pride or was it shame? And you'd always smile to cover up your pain. Thank you. I know there must have been times you felt like dying. Must have wiped your tears away with bills you couldn't pay. 'Cause in front of us children, you're always smiling. Several years have gone and Mama, you're still trying. Bears of pain you once were hiding. All your kids are grown, grandchildren have come along. Your joy rolls down your face, you're really smiling. Mama, I heard you cry. I know there must have been times you felt like dying. Must have wiped your tears away with the bills you couldn't pay. 'Cause in front of us children, you're always smiling. Mama, I heard you crying.
Heard Mama crying.
There you go. That's Bill Denneberry. I was playing lead guitar on that. Lyle Mayfield was playing harmonica. I recognize those people. And again, I think Lyle was credited as engineering here, doing tape recording in his home studio. So back in the 80s, maybe, I'm not sure. So,
back in the last century.
Back in that last century there sometime. I see through the foggy mist of time back there someplace. So, I don't know. So anyway, that was Bill again. So
yeah, good.
Yeah, good
to bring Bill out.
Man. Yeah. I mean, might get him in here sometime.
And driving that truck over to Mulberry Grove.
Let's see. I think he's over the road. He comes back on weekends, I think. But he told me about trucking. You know, I know more about trucking than I really need to know, because I don't plan to do any trucking myself here. But, so he's probably thinking about his mother this Mother's Day, and he's got two boys of his own. So actually, got three boys and all together. But who's counting them?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He probably keeps close count.
I imagine he does, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Okay.
That was Bill.
Swamp, maybe take a break from Mama right. For a little while here.
Get away from Mama.
Do some of our local boys here.
All right.
Haven't heard from these guys this month yet.
No, Chapman Brothers, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's become a volunteer. He's a fireman.
Fireman. He's doing the fireman.
He's going to fire things up right here.
What did you say the fireman is?
Fireman's probably celebrating Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mother's Day, like the rest of us. That's right. That's right. Didn't worry about that one. Okay.
We'll take any kind of slim connection we can.
work this into the tonight's format. Yes. Okay. Here we go. The Chapman Brothers and a fireman.
Fireman, watch out.
Tommy's fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flames. I work 24 on and 24 off. Getting too hot to just give me a call. I'm the fireman. Last night we had a bad one, a lot of juice.
okay. I was a fireman.
Fireman.
The Chapman Brothers.
Nobody got hurt in that.
No. The fire was put out before the before anybody got burnt. All right. Chapman Brothers. Good stuff.
Yeah, as always.
Okay, Swamp, what's coming up next here?
Okay, we have the other half of the Mayfields, Doris Mayfield, and this song that she wrote. Lyle wrote the last one that we heard, She's a Gooden, which is about Doris, actually. I hope so. I think it was. That's the woman that he married, and this is Doris again. And she's writing about her mother, who she's remembering Mama's homemade bread. And I remember Doris's homemade bread. I was like, whoa, yeah.
So Doris... learn from Mama there.
I guess, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I believe so.
Things get passed down are the best stuff.
Yeah. So all our kids were raised on homemade bread there. So Doris kept that tradition, I think. So she still has a daughter down in Texas, and Lane. We haven't got around to playing Lane. I don't have a CD by Lane, but
we need to get something by Lane.
Yeah. He's still out there playing a little bit.
Talented guy, Lane.
Anyway, so that was their mother, Doris, here. So.
All right, here we go. Here's Doris.
Many things about my mama I remember. Oh, how she worked her fingers to the bone. She made dresses out of feed sets, shirts of fancy fine. She worked so hard to make our house a home. She would rise up so early in the morning. We seven kids still snuggled in our bed. Get the wood stove fire burning, the house so nice and warm. And then she'd start to make the homemade bread. Oh, the smells that used to come from Mama's kitchen are the kind that one can never ever forget. But the best aroma I can ever remember is Mama's luscious homemade bread. Mama's hands were all gnarled and so crippled. I can close my eyes and see them now as they. She would turn the dough out on the table and knead it and never once complain. Mama knew she had to keep on going, for there were seven hungry mouths to fill. I look back and wonder how she done it. It must have been her self-determined will. All the smells that used to come from Mama's kitchen are the kind that one can never ever forget. But the best aroma I can ever remember is Mama's luscious homemade bread. Yes, 'tis Mama's luscious homemade bread.
Doris Mayfield.
That's Doris. Yep.
Mama's homemade bread.
Tell you what, John, she was about like a second mother to me. I really thought a lot of her. And actually, she sang at my mother's funeral.
Oh,
so a very special person to me. And,
yes.
So just wonderful person. And that's Doris singing with herself through the magic of overdubbing. To hear her coming on the chorus.
Uh-huh. So, yes. So. Very well. I can't remember ever hearing Doris sing, but I knew she did.
Most time when she sang with Lyle, you know, and they sing harmonies and This, though, is all her show, pretty much, her singing with herself.
Mm-hmm.
So
a little instrumental came from an interesting place, you were telling me.
Yeah, yeah. Lyle had a thing called the Omnicord. It was kind of popular in the early 80s, I think, along there someplace. And kind of like an auto harp type device, but mechanical. So he's playing the little chimey parts on there. So
nicely done.
Yeah, sure.
Worked well with the song.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the thing about Doris, too, wasn't they're not making stuff up. She came from a large family, and, you know, making homemade bread was just part of their life, you know, getting the wood stove going, all that kind of stuff, which most people have kind of lost track of that. And, you know, there's a lot of work involved in that. And
yeah.
Maybe for the better, or I don't know. You gain something, you lose something sometimes from things. But
well, my mom told me, and she ate in a lot of fancy places later in life, and she said the best food she ever had was the chicken that they took out of the chicken coop at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and had him for supper that night.
There you go, yeah.
So
yeah.
Chickens watch out out there.
Watch out. It's
But
Fred,
you know, you learn that when you fish too. Those fish you caught in the afternoon and cooked up that night.
Yeah, man,
tasted a lot better.
Yeah, let's change the subject, John. I'm getting hungry, man.
let's head over to Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
or Lou Bob's.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah,
or McDonald's. Or,
yeah, hey, there you go.
Let's do it. Well, Swamp, what are we got coming up next here?
Well, like I say, we're going to take a little break from Mother. I don't want to mother you out here too much, but we want to remember our mothers, of course, and all that. This is a person that Craig Baumberger took Jerry Chapman, myself, and our friend Goose Miller down to the Wildy Theater here a couple weeks ago. This guy was playing down here, named Leo Kottke. And it's a familiar name to some. To some, it's not. Maybe kind of a cult figure in a certain way. I saw him way back in 1973 at the Mississippi River Festival, when they had the big festivals down there around SIUE.
So he's been in our area.
He'd been around, and I saw him quite a bit in the 70s. He played in Edwardsville again at the campus one time, not at the festival. And I saw him out one time. He played some of the, you know, metro area like that. He'd come around. I hadn't seen him for years. And seen him in the 70s and hadn't seen him since then. I bought some of the CDs. And anyway, when I saw him, I was like, oh, he's a graybeard. He became gray. And he's got
a beard. Did.
Yeah, he's 74.
He's a young man.
Well, he's still a young man, I guess.
Yeah.
74. That's not too bad. So that's like the new 47, isn't there?
Oh, it's
like,
new 35 and a half.
Is that right? Okay. So anyway, this is Leo. And
life begins at 74.
Okay. Yeah. Tell that to Leo. He's still playing good, so I don't want to give a big plug for the Wildy Theater, but man, that's a great place to go.
Yeah.
You've been there for yourself. So,
yes, sir. That's a great place to see hear some music.
And there's not a bad seat in the house, so if you get a chance to go there, you don't have to cross the river to see music and go to St. Louis. So it's and they've got people playing there all the time, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is Leo Kottke. This is from a recording in 1972, so that shows you he's been around for a few years. This is called Busted Bicycle. It's an instrumental.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
What do you think about that, man?
That's wow. One guy and one guitar, right?
One guy, one guitar. We're talking about some of his technique. This song here was played on a 12-string guitar. He would tune a little bit low, like a half step low or something. I think partly to match his voice. You haven't heard his voice, but his voice was more in the bass range. But first time I heard that in a festival setting, like, wow, it just floored me. There's one guy playing that.
Yeah,
guitar.
Is there something else on here we can do with it? That's got a little vocal with it.
It's yeah, good. Yeah, we can do some on here.
What's a good number on there?
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Okay, Swamp, we found something, right?
Yeah, I'm going to showcase Kotke's vocals on this, which might be an acquired taste. He's kind of on the bass end of things a little bit. Here's his guitar. Again, the 12-string tuned low with a slide. And this is a song called Standing in My Shoes that he wrote with another guy. So
here we go.
Song by Leo there called Standing in My Shoes.
Good concert, I imagine.
Oh, right? It was great. Yeah, this was back in 72 in Minnesota. So he's a Minnesota guy and he still lives up there.
Minnesota,
which is a place you don't want to be in wintertime, I don't think.
Oh, my grandparents lived in Minnesota. We visited them in the summertime.
That's good idea.
Went up there for one Christmas and I thought I'd get tired of snow at Christmas.
Had enough. Yeah.
Ready to go back to Texas.
Yeah, head south, man. Yeah. Anyway, that's Leo. So I just wanted to tie it in. Like we saw him here a couple weeks ago. So
it was a good tie in. Yeah.
But if good plug for the Wiley Theater, you get a chance to see anybody.
Oh, yeah.
They get name acts. Maybe not the most current people, but they're still good players. Kotke's still a good player. So go out and support your live music.
Yes. Yeah. Swamp got the old doctor coming up here next.
Doctor Doc Watson. There's a little bit of tie with Doc Watson with Lyle Mayfield. Doc did a show in Champaign, 63 or 4, I'm thinking along in there. And Lyle was a member of a folk club there on the campus, U of I, and had a little intimate jam with Doc Watson. He got to play with Doc, and I'll bring some stuff up to play, some songs up to play for him sometime. This was part of the theme. We've got the mother. We're getting back to mothers again. This is called Mama Blues. It's a short little thing. It's a funny little deal. Instrumental. Banjo players have done it before, and basically you be the judge. You're trying to imitate certain sounds with their instruments. In this case, it's a harmonica with Doc, so it's a Mama Blues.
Mama Blues.
Mama Blues. You hear where you get the title from.
The talking harmonica.
Talking harp there. Yeah, Mama Blues.
Anything else on that with Mama. Doc
you know
Watson?
What?
We
let's play Doc's guitar just to show people it's number one here.
Okay, number one.
Here's what he's really known for, is playing guitar.
This is what he's known for right here. Here it comes. Doc Watson playing the guitar. Yep. Here we are. Good
talk,
Doc Watson.
Doc Watson. It's called Doc's Guitar there.
Doc's Guitar.
I can practice from now till the day I die, and I ain't going to play like that. Interesting thing, John, he played with his thumb and his forefinger, just two fingers, basically.
Is that right?
And he got a lot of notes out of that, two fingers.
Wow.
Most people like that do three-finger style. He just did two. But man alive, that guy could pick. So.
Make those two fingers do what you
betcha, man.
Be done. Yeah. Wow.
Do the talking and walking, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, Doc.
Doc. Swamp, who's this fellow got coming up? A little bit off the mama trail again here, but some good music here from a guy who was just in town, you tell me.
I just seen him about 3 days ago. He shows up every once in a while. He's a good picker, singer, songwriter guy, and went to Greenville College years ago, and we kind of had a little network of pickers, the Johnson boys. They were going to Greenville just about the same time he was. So, like I say, he's still kind of in the area up in Savoy, Illinois, outside of Champaign. And he's played a songwriter's workshops we had few years back. He played, he's a good piano player. He's got a Nashville session man on this, whose name escapes me. Craig Fletcher is the guy's name, who plays everything basically that you hear on here, guitar, fiddle, et cetera, et cetera. So Jim spent a little bit of money on this, and so
worked out though. I mean it sounds smooth.
Yes,
it is.
Great sound. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
You know what? I don't know.
That's a good name.
I don't know. Song, it's right? A good one, though, whatever it is. Maybe we'll get a clue when we hear this.
Tell me the guy's name again.
This is Jim Birch.
Jim Birch.
Yeah, like B-U-R-T-C-H, I think. So.
Okay, Jim Birch. And
singing a country song.
Doggone good song.
Yeah, whatever
it is. Listen to it, we'll know what the name of the song is.
We might figure that out.
Here we go.
It's not Mama Tryin', I'll tell you that.
All right.
All of my life, I've always had something to say, whatever the place, whatever the time of day. But now you have gone, you've taken my words away, taken my voice, and left me no choice on what I can say. Smoky-filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my recreation. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone, and another soon to follow. Loving filled days in ways that I never had known. And all of those nights that we could just call our own, and all of the brightness that comes from a happy home. You've taken my night, taken my life, you left me alone. Smoky filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my inspiration. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone, and another soon to follow.
Jim Birch, Smoky Filled Rooms is the name of the song. Once I heard the chorus, and aha, that's what it was. That's what I wanted to play anyway. So
yeah.
Happy coincidence. Sometimes things work
smoky
that way.
Smoky Rooms.
Smoky Filled Rooms.
Smoky Filled Rooms.
So I don't know. You can't do that anymore, I don't think, any place.
Well, unless it's your own room.
In your own. I guess you can.
They're going to crack down on that one day.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, the crackdown. One thing about crackdowns, when they start, the cracks in the downs.
Watch out.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Well, got another mother tune.
Yeah, we need to
blast out with a mother tune.
Oh, no, we're going to do Bob, right? Bob Johnson.
Oh!
Yeah, we're going to do
first
Bob
Johnson.
Yeah. And it's, what's the name of that one we're doing?
Yodeling with you. Yodeling with You.
So the slimmest of things, tenuous connections here, Bob Johnson's wife is a mother of two, so.
Well,
so
that works.
That works.
That works. Okay.
So we'll do that.
All right. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
birds early on the prairie, trying to make ourselves a bean or two. When the working day is done, could we sit down one-on-one? I'd love to spend some yodeling time with you. Life ain't always easy on the prairie. I know that your life ain't easy too.
Up the show with another great mother song.
Another great mother song, and who better to close out the show with Stanley Brothers. This is back in the days when Carter and Ralph. Carter was Ralph's older brother who passed away in the 60s, but obviously Ralph pushed on, and we just lost Ralph a couple years ago, but he kind of got a second wind with the old brother
for Art there
soundtrack. He did some music on that, so kind of like say. This is back from the liner notes for this says between 1949 and 1952, so the boys are pretty young back then. They're actually still kind of boys. So this one's called A Vision of Mother.
Off my thoughts, drift back to childhood, to the time when I was free. As I played before the far side, round my darling mother's knee. There's a blessed home up yonder, where my loved ones wait for me. I saw mother in a vision, kneeling there to pray for me. Mm-hmm. When one day our mother left us, Daddy said she'd gone to rest. I remember how she loved me as she clutched me to her breast. There's a blessed home up yonder where my loved ones wait for me. I saw mother in a vision, kneeling there to pray for me. Some sweet day I'll meet you, mother. Your little boy is coming home to see you as in days of childhood, the one you loved and left alone. There's a blessed home up yonder where my loved ones wait for me. I saw mother in a vision, kneeling there to pray for me.
Wow, Mom, that Mother's Day special.
All right. Okay, Bob. Well, that's not boys.
That's it.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Strike up another one there.
That was a vision of mine. That's,
they kept sort of wound down our program for May, for Mother's Day. Right? Hey. Way to go, Swamp. Good idea.
Hey, good team.
Mothers.
Congratulations to all the mothers out there. I know your wife was a mother.
Mother's Day. Yes.
My wife was a mother, so maybe we're related somehow.
Hey, and my mother was a mother.
My mother's a mother, too.
It works
out. I was born close to my mother. I just wanted to be close to my mother, I guess.
It's a good thing.
Anyway, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
We're going to pick on fathers next month, so be prepared.
We're really pick on those guys.
Yeah, man.
See you, Swamp.
See ya.
WGEL Greenville.